Hey fam, welcome back to Rave Culture Cast, your weekly guide to the EDM community, music festivals, and more. I am your host, Emma Kapotis, and today, fam, we are talking all about music festivals, which I could not love anymore. But not only just any music festivals, these are festivals that you guys need to have on your radar. So maybe you've heard of them before, or maybe you haven't, but I'm gonna put you on to some festivals that you need to add to your bucket list, okay? It's halfway through the year. We still have plenty to go. You might still have some options or some vacation days left, and you're trying to like figure out what's worth your time, what's worth your money, what have you not experienced yet. So today I've put together a list covering everything from July through the end of the year in December that I would personally invest my time and money into, and I'm going to tell you guys why. So that is what you are in store for in today's episode. It's a lot, so I'm going to try and knock these out quickly because your girl is very out of breath these days. Like my baby is crushing my lungs. So I'm going to do my best to get through this. But before we dive into things, you guys, I want to give a quick shout out to one of our sponsors, Lunautics, who is a company I've worked with for many years now, guys. They make the most incredible festival and beauty accessories, from glitter, face jewels, body jewels, and hair accessories, which is what I want to highlight today. Because if you haven't seen some of their hair accessories, guys, I'm obsessed. They have some of the best braid and extensions, like the craziest bright colors, tinsel. It picks up the light so well at festivals. It's absolutely beautiful. It's super easy to do yourself and learn online. They also have the Insta Pony extensions, which literally come, it's the easiest thing ever. It comes on a ponytail. You can just put your hair up in a high pony, wrap it around, and you instantly have like these crazy braids and colors in your hair, so you don't have to go pay all this money to get braids done at festivals. So definitely check out Lunautics. My discount code is EMMAK. That will save you 10% off your orders always for anything on the site, and they've got new stuff coming out all the time. So I just wanted to shout them out. I will link their stuff down below if you guys want to check out Lunautics. With all that being said, I kind of want to just dive right in here, because by the time this comes out, it's going to be July already, which is insane. So one thing I do want to do as a disclaimer, for this year, a lot of these festivals may already be sold out, which is going to happen because they are very popular and for a reason. So this is even just to put on your radar for next year as well. And the more we get into the fall here, tickets are still on sale for a lot of these festivals. So just wanted to say that. I'm going to give you a couple facts and just kind of like main things you should know about these events, especially if you haven't heard about them before. And then I'm going to give you my reasoning as to why I personally have them. Again, the things that you might be into might be a little bit different than what motivates me to buy a ticket, but I just want to help you out. If you keep doing the same things or you haven't ventured out of your comfort zone, maybe kind of, you know, add these to your radar. So take notes, grab a drink, let's dive in. Okay, let's start off with July. So I'm going to start off with an obvious one first, which is already sold out, of course, and it takes a lot of planning, but Tomorrowland. If Tomorrowland isn't already on your bucket list, it needs to be. You might be living under a rock, which is okay. That's what I'm here for. But Tomorrowland is like, I think it's the biggest dance music festival in the world. It is absolutely massive. It takes place over 2 weekends. This year, it's the weekend of July 21st and the weekend of July 30th. It is in Boom, Belgium, and it's absolutely incredible. It's massive. It has so many stages, like at least 13 plus stages. All kinds of dance music genres are represented there. And for me, it's one of these things where I feel like you could go at any stage in your life. It's obviously very big in Europe, but I just know that even as I get older, it's something I can do at any point in my life, and I want to save up the time and the money to do it, because if I'm going to go over to Europe, I kind of want to combine it. They have these global packages where you can fly into different cities and you can tack on travel to your festival weekend, so I think I want to go that route eventually, like maybe do Amsterdam and then go to the festival. So anyway, there's lots of options. There's so many different ticket packages. You could just do GA tickets, you can do camping on site, up to crazy expensive glamping experiences. But for me, Tomorrowland is just like the pinnacle of festival culture. It is the melding of so many worlds coming together, so many countries, and just absolute incredible feeling of just celebrating dance music around the world with so many people. So it's just been something I wanted to do. On top of that, the attention to detail with Tomorrowland is crazy. You get the most insane, beautiful main stage design, which is a different theme every year. Everything from the ticket box that you get to the food and restaurants on site, like everything is insanely themed. It's absolutely crazy. So Tomorrowland is definitely a July festival that needs to happen for me one day. Shambhala is going to be the next one that I would recommend. So Shambhala, I just did a full episode. If you guys missed it, it was like 2 or 3 episodes ago. But Shambhala this year is taking place July 20th through the 24th in Salmo River in British Columbia. So this is a Canadian festival. It's on a 500-acre farm. Shambhala is a camping festival. It is 6 stages, and it's a mix of electronic music, live performances, workshops, art, everything out in nature. So for me, Shambhala is a huge draw. And spoiler alert, it's actually one of the festivals I'm planning for next year because I'm not going to do a lot in 2024 since my son will be here. And, you know, I'm just going to want to be home with him for his first year of life. So I'm really not going to be doing a lot of events next year. But what I am doing is Groove Cruise in January and Shambhala. I'm pretty sure those are the two that are like my priorities for next year. So why it's a priority? The intention, I think, and the level of consciousness behind this festival is why I want to do it. It is a no alcohol event. So you cannot drink alcohol there. It is not sold there. You cannot bring it. It also has no corporate sponsorships. So it's an independent festival and it's not as like mainstream. This is definitely like a family oriented, community driven type festival that is very much about just like coming together, being a part of community, celebrating music and art. So yeah, very excited about that. I want to do an RV or camping or something like that. So Shambhala is definitely one I would look into if that is kind of like your jam as well. Group therapy weekender, I would say, is a big one, especially if you are into Above and Beyond. This is their festival that they have out at the Gorge in Washington. This year, it is July 21st through the 23rd. It is a camping festival. If you guys are familiar with the Gorge, it's a big camping area. So for me, this one is like a no-brainer if you're into the Anjuna label, if you're into Above and Beyond. Like, there is nothing like that community and that label. I feel like it can skew a little bit older as well, which is really nice because it's not just like, you know, college age kids or 18, you know, it's definitely can skew any age and the community is so welcoming and so friendly. They also offer daily workshops, yoga, things around movement and meditation. So absolutely beautiful location, insane trance music all friggin' weekend long, camping, all the vibes. Group therapy needs to happen at some point. Okay, another one you need to have on your radar is Boom in Portugal. Okay, this festival is, I could probably do an entire episode on it because there's so much to talk about here, but this year it's happening July 20th through the 27th. Typically, it's biennial, so it happens every other year, and again, it's in Portugal. This one, it's reminiscent of Burning Man, but Burning Man's not a festival. Obviously, it's like it's a temporary city that's built, but this is described as a psychedelic gathering of music, arts, culture, and hands-on sustainability. So this is a transformational festival. It is very much focused on community and change making, and they call it a summit of free spirits. This is your vibe, guys. If you, again, are into like the spiritual world, if you want more than just the music, you want like a life-changing experience, you like psychedelics are your thing, if you want crazy artwork, beautiful stage designs and production, opening up yourself to different cultures and new ways of thinking, raising your consciousness, like this is your vibe. So Boom Festival, definitely check this out. Again, it's in Portugal, which is absolutely beautiful, but there's so many things like it's reminiscent of Burning Man because they have their own kind of like visionary things that they use, which are reminiscent of the principles that like Burning Man has. So for them, I'm just going to read off their site really quickly. Their principles are active participation, alternative culture, creativity, independence, peace, love, oneness, social awareness, and sustainability. This kind of also reminds me of like an Envision style festival But it just, I feel like it would be one of those like life-changing experiences that would be really fucking cool. And if you want to go more in the international route where you want to like travel and have a whole like week-long experience, I feel like this could be for you. All right, fam, moving on to August. So August, I picked out a couple options here. For me personally this year, I have the most FOMO about missing Elements Music Festival, Music and Arts Festival. This is a smaller, more boutique camping festival that has kind of gone through the ringer over the years. They've had some ups and downs. They've definitely had some issues with like publicity because they had issues with weather one year, but they are in a new location in Long Pond, Pennsylvania. It is taking place August 11th through the 14th. It is a camping festival, as I mentioned. It's personally one of my favorite lineups this year. I feel like they really nailed it. They have a bass stage, they have house music, like they have like a nice mix of genres, but it's just one of my favorite lineups and it's not that far from me. I'm in New Jersey, so I was kind of like, damn it, like it would be an hour and a half drive for me and I've never done a camping festival that I can drive to. I've always had to fly, so it's gonna happen for me at some point because I do wanna hit like all of the camping festivals in my area. But I've had friends who have gone and they say like it's just such a cool vibe. They have really cool art installations. The production is fun. It's kind of like mini forest vibes. So Elements is definitely one that's personally on my list for next year. Splash House is the next one I want to mention. This one, Beatbox is sponsoring this year, but it's multiple dates. So it already happened in June, but it's also happening August 11th through the 13th and August 18th through the 20th. What's interesting about this one, if you don't know anything about it, so it takes place in Palm Springs, which is absolutely beautiful. I've never been there, but it just like looks so idyllic and like such a fun weekend away with great weather. It's a 21 plus event and it's different themed hotels kind of like coming together. So it's multiple parties happening at the same time. And when you book your packages, like you can book your hotel packages. And then there's parties, there's after parties, and you can like party hop. So there are free complimentary shuttles that will take you in between the hotels, which is awesome. And then on top of that, like they have this series called Bitchin' Balconies. So a lot of the rooms in the hotels have balconies like overlooking the pool parties and people go crazy with like decorations and their themes and they all have like different group themes and stuff like that. It just looks so fun. And the lineup is always really amazing. It's a lot of house music. So I just look at Splash House and I'm like, that would be such a fun weekend away with your friends, like a bachelorette party or birthday weekend or just like getting all your friends together and doing one of the Splash House weekends. I just feel like it would be such a fucking vibe. So I want to do that one time. My other options, I would say hard summer for a couple reasons. I've had mixed feelings about it in the past because I've heard it gets extremely hot. It's the first weekend of August, August 5th and 6th. They moved the location. So it used to be at the NAS Center, I believe, and now it's at the LA Memorial Coliseum and Exposition Park. So that's like a big change for it. Hard has always had such an interesting lineup, in my opinion. I've always liked, because a lot of Insomniac events, like their lineups can be very similar. Theirs have always been unique. It definitely has a lot of like house music, but it's like kind of like that like bouncier, grittier bass house. They also have a lot of trap, bass music, hip hop. I'm getting tripped up on my words here, but I feel like it obviously goes hard. Like the whole point of the lineup is that it goes fucking hard. It's got an edge to it. It's really cool. I love the rave fashion that I see that you guys wear to this festival. So it's one of those things like I want to do it once. At some point, I know if you live in California, you're probably like, I've done it a million times, but for me to travel from New Jersey to California for only a 2-day festival, I feel like I need to pick and choose out of the Insomniac events which ones would be worth it, and I'm just very curious to see how this one goes this year now that it's at the Coliseum. My other two for August, I would say Defected Croatia. So if you guys are house music fans, this should 1000% be on your radar. Again, especially if you want to combine international travel and like an idyllic setting, if you want like a beach vacation in the most beautiful setting in Croatia and go listen to like incredible house music, you need to go to Defected Croatia. So one of the most well-known labels, obviously Defected. This year it's happening August 3rd through the 8th. It's always 6 days. It's 4 stages. You have after parties, boat parties, 100 plus artists, 5,000 people at this festival, some of the biggest names in dance music across the world. And then you also have Defected Hotel. So there is a hotel takeover that you can stay in. They also have cabins as well. But it's just like, it's the most insanely beautiful like summer experience in like the coast of Croatia. How can you go wrong? So that's like a bucket list festival. And then the last one I would say for August, I have my eyes on Interstellar, which is a brand new festival that Insomniac Events is putting on. It's combining their two labels, Factory 93, which is their techno label, with Dream State, which is their trance label. So they're coming together, and I thought the lineup was really interesting. I feel like you're going to get a lot of those trance vibes, a lot of melodic techno. Like, I'm just very intrigued by it. Tickets are also on sale, you guys. So if you want to purchase through me, I have an Insomniac affiliate link with Interstellar and a couple of these other ones. So anything Insomniac related, if you want to buy tickets through me, I will link those down below. But that is happening August 19th and 20th, LA Waterfront. It's 21 plus event. I'm honestly just very intrigued by seeing those two labels come together. So pumped to see how that goes. Alrighty, you guys, I'm going to take a super quick break here to shout out one of our sponsors, Lunchbox. So some of you guys might be familiar with Lunchbox's iconic anti-theft bags, but if you haven't checked out their clear line yet, you are missing out. They have a clear hydration pack and a clear fanny pack, which I use interchangeably. They get into most venues, not just for music events, but also if you're going to any arenas for sports or anything and you need a clear fanny pack, definitely recommend the clear snack pack. It's gotten through security really quickly, which is nice because they can see right through your bag. And with the anti-theft hydration pack, you can still use your custom skins. So if you guys are familiar, they have different skins that you can zip on and off the front to customize the bag. And that allows you to have that privacy panel so you can, you know, have a fully clear bag, or if you want to add that panel back on so when people are standing behind you, they can't see through. You have that option as well, but they're super high quality. Absolutely love both of them. So if you guys want to save money off, you can use my last name, Kapotes, K-A-P-O-T-E-S, to save $11 off the hydration pack, or code Emma K to save $5 off of the snack pack. Again, both are amazing. I absolutely love them. If you just want something small to take to like local shows or venues or sporting arenas, things like that, fanny pack, the snack pack is a great way to go. Or if you just need an incredible anti-theft hydration pack to invest in and you want things to be like nice and smooth going through security lines, I'd recommend the hydration pack. So I will link all of that down below if you guys want to check out any of Lunchbox's clear line. Alrighty, fam, we are moving on to September, which I think is arguably one of the best months for festivals. There's so many good ones happening September, so it can be kind of like confusing what to pick. One thing I will say is obviously a year goes by very quickly, so I think it is nice to mix things up sometimes. So if you always do the same festival every September, maybe choose something else this year and do something else. You can always go back to it. But of course, there are those staple festivals that we love so much and they're so good for a reason, which for me is ARC Music Festival. If I wasn't having my baby at the end of August, I would be at ARC Music Festival because you just can't go wrong. I've done it all 3 years. It's happened. How many years has it happened now? No, I've done it twice. I did the first year and the second year. This is the third year that it's happening, I believe. But it's amazing. It's Labor Day weekend. It's in Union Park, Chicago, the birthplace of house music. It is easily one of the best lineups in the entire world. They crushed it this year. You have Eric Prydz Hollow. It's going to be there. Tale of Us, John Summit. Like, it's absolutely insane. It's all like house and techno. It's such an easy festival to navigate. Like, it took us like 10 to 15 minutes to get there. We would stay in Chicago. We would just hop on the train and be there in no time, and it was just so easy. It's not that big, which is really nice, and a lot of the sets are longer, like 90 minutes to 2 hour sets, so you can just easily like pop around to different stages. Some of the most memorable production, again, like Carl Cox I've seen there, Charlotte DeWitt. You have the entire Elrose stage, which is a different theme every year. It's fully immersive in this like tented stage. It's crazy fun. There's confetti blasts like during every single set. Like, you literally can't go wrong. I have nothing but good things to say about ARC. Not only that, the after parties are half the fun because ARC ends around 10 p.m. and then there are after parties all over Chicago, and they're some of the most insane after parties I've ever been to in my life. So I could not recommend ARC anymore. I think it's absolutely incredible. Izu this year is going to be on my recommended list. Izu is one of those ones for me. Again, I'm in New Jersey, so some of my first festivals I went to were Izu because it's right over here in New York City on Randall's Island. So I've gone to Izu 3 times. The last time was in 2019. They've definitely made some changes to the festival, and it's one of these like love-hate relationships because I feel like they always have things they can improve on, but at the same time, like, the lineup is always so good, and this year it's freaking incredible. Like, they popped off with the lineup this year, I'm not gonna lie. They also have a lot of like promises this year. They're promising an expanded festival grounds, brand new experiences. They're doing this whole mega Mirage takeover with the Brooklyn Mirage. It's got every genre: house music, bass music, like harder music, techno, trance. Like, you really can't go wrong. And then you also have amazing after parties as well at the Brooklyn Mirage and Avant Gardner complex in Brooklyn. Plus, if you've never been to New York City or you just want to have like your Labor Day weekend, either the week leading up or the week after, like, there's a million things you can do in New York City. You genuinely can't go wrong. So I feel like Izu this year is on my radar, and it would be like a toss-up between doing that or ARC because they're both Labor Day weekend. And then a couple other recommendations. I know it just sold out, so I apologize, you guys, but Crossed Festival has a fall edition of their festival. It takes place in San Diego on the Waterfront Park. It's 21 plus event. It's September 23rd and 24th. But the reason I had this on my radar is because Crossed, for me as a house and techno fan, is a great option. It's, again, like a smaller festival. It's only 2 days. Usually it takes place in March, but then they do the fall edition of it as well. So I feel like if you missed the one in March, you know, maybe you guys can find tickets, but it would be fun to do the fall edition. Lineup is impeccable, of course. A couple other ones. On the other side of things, I would say Wakan, which I know you're like, Emma, who are you to be talking about Wakan? Like, that's not my jam at all. But just because from friends and word of mouth, I want to recommend it to you guys, because if this is your thing, like, if you're into camping festivals, if you're into bass music, this is Liquid Strangers label, Wakan. It's kind of like in the middle of nowhere. It's in Mulberry Mountain in Ozark, Arkansas, I believe, September 27th through the 30th. If you're into that like trippy, face-melting bass music, if you like the Wakan label, if you want to like fully wook out in the mountain, like kind of nature scene, I feel like this would be for you. I have friends who go every year who absolutely love it, but like, you definitely need to be into that scene and down for that vibe. You know what I mean? Okay, two more recommendations for you. Same, Same But Different is a much smaller festival that's been on my radar. It kind of gives me like Elements vibes in a way. It's an independent festival that was founded in 2018. It takes place from September 28th through October 1st in Lake Paris State Park, California. This one to me gave me more like local vibes. Like, I feel like if it's not on your radar yet and you live within the area, I feel like this could be a good option for you. You can camp there, RVs are welcome there. It's 2 stages that rotate, so you never miss a set, which is really cool. And then lineup wise it's electronic music. You definitely have a lot of bass music, house. It was a really nice mix of artists. It looks like they also do things on site like workshops and stuff like that you would typically see at a camping festival. I did like that it incorporates the beach, so you do have the body of water there, and there is a huge like pool floaty area, so all these people, like, you bring your pool floaties with you, you go chill by the beach stage, just have fun, hang out. It just looks like a fun, smaller camping festival that would be really great for, like, you know, end of summer, again, going into fall. And the last one, I don't know too much about this, so if you guys have gone before, if you know what the experience is like, definitely chime in the comments. But Portola Festival was put on my radar this year simply because of the lineup. It's in San Francisco at Pier 80, and it is September 30th through October 1st. It is also a 21 plus event. I'm gonna just look at the lineup with you guys because that's what caught my attention. I saw it on Twitter because Eric Prydz shared it, and obviously if Eric Prydz is going, I need to go. So that's why it's on my radar. But Eric Prydz is bringing his Hollow show to it this year. You also have Polo and Pan. Nelly Furtado is playing. Major Lazer, Purple Disco Machine, Dom Dalla, Chromeo, Flying Lotus. You also have Chris Lake back-to-back, Armin van Helden. And then on the next day, Skrillex is the headliner. Labyrinth, Carl Cox, Hybrid Set, Charlotte DeWitt. Like, absolutely incredible. Too many DJs. Like, it's just a really nice mix of everything. And I feel like this could definitely be a vibe. I've seen, like, mixed things in the comments. I was kind of, like, going back through some of their posts from last year. So I don't know if, like, I'm sure there's hits and misses, like, with every festival's production. But the lineup personally caught my attention this year. So I just wanted to throw that one out there if you guys are in the San Francisco area. Okay, moving on to October. We don't have as much on the list here towards the end of the year, but if I could recommend, have three options. If I could recommend three things to you in October, Hulaween would be my number one recommendation if I had to pick a Halloween weekend festival. So I did an episode with Michael Berg, who is the one of the co-founders of Hulaween and of North Coast. And again, this is going to be your vibe if you're into the Electric Forest, into the Shambhalas of the world, the Okeechobees. It is a camping festival that takes place in Suwannee Music Park in Live Oak, Florida. Really, really beautiful location. You have Spirit Lake right in the middle. It's October 26th through the 29th this year. This is another one of those that is like very much community driven. I feel like it's very like a kind of like a best kept secret kind of thing. It is the jam band world combined with electronic music, which always to me, I feel like has the best crowd. Like people are just so chill and it's just something like easy you can attend and the vibes are just there. So tons of music, tons of art installations, a lot about the environment. And I've just heard extremely positive things about it. I've spoken to the producers of this festival and people who have worked for this festival and they are obsessed with it. So I just really think the theming is very, very cool. I have no idea when I'll go. I don't think I'm going to be back at festivals this fall. I really have no idea what's going to happen. If I could feel up to it or squeeze it in, I feel like that would be amazing. If not, it will happen next year. But Hulaween would be my number one pick. You also have ADE, Amsterdam Dance Event, which happens obviously in Amsterdam every single October. This year it's October 18th through the 22nd. This is like the biggest international gathering of the global dance music scene. So this is conferences, networking events, shows, panels, workshops, like anything you can picture. If you want to work in the dance music industry, this is why it's on my bucket list. Like you have to go here at some point. It's the ideal place to meet other people in the scene, people who have worked for the dance music community all around the world coming together. You can see any and every artist you can possibly think of either doing a show or a workshop or demo listening, like everything. If you're an artist, this is the main thing you want to go do. If you're creative, anything like that. So if you want to be like fully immersed in the industry, take a trip out to Amsterdam for ADE and go do that. And then the last one, I would say three points for me, I feel like is on my radar because obviously it does have a lot of like house and techno on there, but I'm a fan of Miami. I love the vibe in Miami. It's got such a great dance music scene. This is a 2-day festival, October 20th through the 21st. Sick lineup, absolutely incredible. Really, really cool production. They have a bunch of different stages from like much bigger things to more like underground kind of vibes. And again, like you're in Miami. If something's in Miami, it's automatically on my list because it's a super lively city. There's a million things you could do outside of the festival during the day or night. Amazing food, other shows, after parties. Like you can't go wrong. So I do want to experience Three Points Festival at some point. I also am still selling tickets to this one. Tickets just went on sale. So I believe they should still be available if you guys want to buy through me. But yeah, absolutely incredible lineup. Let me read you some of the people on here as well because it's not like a typical lineup that you would always see. I feel like there's kind of like a nice option. Okay, yeah. So your kind of, I guess, like main headliners are Fred Again, Skrillex, Iggy Pop, Black Coffee, and Grimes, which I really want to see Grimes. I feel like that would be so fun. You also have a John Summit back-to-back, Green Velvet Set, Jamie Jones, Lane 8, Dom Dalla, who else? Clooney, Tasha, Lily Palmer, all caught my eye. Gorgon City, Mao P, Martinez Brothers, and Richie Houghton are like huge, like insane techno artists and house music artists. Aluna is absolutely incredible. Daisy is awesome. I absolutely love her. Who else did we have on here? Miss Mata, Back to Back Monarchy. Steven Joke, Back to Back Malone is a really good one. Explosions in the Sky. Honestly, you just have a really nice mix of people here. Obviously, Skrillex is making his rounds, but if you want to see Catch Skrillex and Fred again and Black Coffee and John Summit and Green Velvet, like, fuck yes, that lineup's fire. Okay, moving on to November. I just have two options for you guys in November. I'm going to do EDC Orlando first because this is a big one that a lot of people already know about. It's on my radar and will always be on my radar. Personally, I think it is one of the best bang for your bucks, and here's why. If you... maybe you're a completely new raver. Maybe you haven't done EDC Vegas yet. Maybe you've done just like a couple festivals under your belt. It gives you everything that Vegas would give you, just on a little bit of a smaller scale. So it's not as big, but it is crazy good production. You've got a bunch of stages. You still have all of like the performers and performances that you would at EDC Vegas. They still did like the drone show. It's just way more manageable because it's not as big. So it just gives you all those incredible, like, really big mainstream, like, vibes. And then you have all mixes of genres. You still have your techno Neon Garden stage. You have the main stage design. That is at Vegas. They carry that over to Orlando. You still have Circuit Grounds. And you have Stereo Bloom, which is going to give you some bass music, some house, some trance. So it's just really, really, it's a good vibe. It's in Orlando, Florida. It's November 10th through the 12th. I've done it 3 times now, and I've had a good time every single time. I just really like, yes, it can get a little crazy, but I've just had a really good time. It's super easy to get to. Like, it's not that hard to navigate and things like that. So I've just, like, loved my experiences at EDC Orlando. It will always be on my list. The other one I would really recommend, it's the exact same weekend. And again, if I was doing festivals this fall, I would have taken a break from EDC Orlando because I've done it 3 years in a row. I want to go to Seismic Dance Event so bad. Like, they are holding down the dance music festivals for Austin, Texas, fam. It's also November 10th through the 12th. My girl Vibe with Aid promotes with them a lot because she lives in Austin. But it's a boutique house and techno event. Definitely get your tickets through Vibe with Aid. They've just been popping off lately. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to them, but they've been like growing and scaling their festival. They do 2 editions every year. They do one in May and they do one in November. I just want to go do it at one point. The lineup is fucking incredible. Like, it is absolutely amazing. Techno artists and house music artists. There's a couple different stages. You get to really see like this dance music scene that's like building and flourishing in Austin, Texas. I feel like they're doing amazing things for the scene there. You also have really cool after parties as well. The production has always looked really cool, you know, from what I've seen from Vibe with Aid's posts. But the lineup is like really what sells it for me. And it's not that big of a festival. It's also on the smaller side. So I feel like Seismic Dance Event is one that you guys should get tickets for this fall. Alrighty, my last two, we're almost done here, you guys, for December. There's probably a lot of different things you could do in December, but the two that I would personally be interested in, I almost went to Holy Shipwrecked last year. It didn't happen, but if you guys want to test out one of these like hotel takeover excursions that we're seeing a lot of different labels do, this is a hotel takeover from Insomniac Events. Obviously, we used to have Holy Ship as a cruise ship festival, and now it's Holy Shipwrecked. So it's on land, it's in the Riviera Maya, like at this insanely beautiful hotel. It's December 12th through the 16th. So again, it's like a vacation because you get to go do like an all-inclusive hotel. Then you have an incredible like dance music lineup, and then you have all these like fun events and everything's going on at the hotel like before and after. So I feel like it would just be a really fun vacation because you could do an all-inclusive where you get these packages where like your drinks and food are included. Everything's right outside your hotel room. You can kind of just like walk to all the parties and the stages. There's so many fun activities to do. A lot of the artists are involved as well, just like walking around the hotel. So I feel like Holy Shipwrecked could be a really fun like friend trip at some point. And then I want to say Art With Me in Miami. Again, going to recommend the Miami events. This is during Art Basel week, December 8th through the 10th. So this is a combined celebration of like music, artwork in a really cool, vibrant city that's celebrating like all these different cultures. So it really brings together all these different people who are coming for the art week. And then they have all of these shows and events going on as well. So I feel like I just always see so many things happening around Art With Me Miami during that week, and like the most insane, beautiful art installations at this. So I feel like it would just be a really cool vibe. Miami's so sexy. There's just something about it that has like a really cool, sexy energy. And it would be fun to like go to Florida in December to just get the nice, beautiful Miami weather and just have like a nice vacation weekend. So that one is also on my radar at some point. I feel like it's also a good networking opportunity too, because there's just a lot of people in the dance music scene who go to that. So that is everything, my friends. We have made it till the end of the episode here, and I'm officially out of breath, so that means we're done. But no, let me know in the comments what you think of these types of episodes. I love doing research into festivals and finding new ones and talking about them, because I discover new ones all the time, and it's just really helpful to know what else is out there so that you can explore different types of events and try different things. Because, you know, from experience, I've done a lot of festivals multiple times and, again, have had great experiences, but I'm getting to the point in my life where I want new experiences and I want to try new things, because I don't know, it can get redundant doing the same thing over and over and over again. So like I said, for me personally, even going into 2024, right now, the two that I have planned, I've never done before. So I have Groove Cruise for the first time, and then I'm hopefully going to get tickets to Shambhala. So I want to aim for like all new to me festivals in 2024. So I hope you discovered something new. What you guys can do before I let you go to help me with this podcast is to tell a friend about it. Share this on your Instagram stories and tag us at Rave Culture Cast or on Twitter, wherever you want to share. I appreciate you guys sending a link out to people today. If you want to connect with us, again, we are at Rave Culture Cast on all of our platforms. We have an amazing Facebook group community and Discord as well. If you guys just want to meet other members in our community, chat with me, chat with all of us. I'm always like picking your brain and posting polls and things like that and just chatting with you guys about events and festivals. So you are more than welcome to come join our communities if you guys want to do so. Other than that, feel free to rate, review, subscribe, do all the things, and I will link all of these festivals down below if you want to check any of them out, if tickets are still available. So thank you guys so much for being here. I hope you enjoyed this one, and I will see you in my next episode. Bye, guys. We'll be right back.